knee, hip or back pain? We can help at the Good Feet Store, Katara.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up Newcastle's best. Life and free, Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
Good morning.
I had the best dream tea.
What was I doing this time?
I was in Fiji.
Oh.
But for the sake of the show, I was alone, Dub. I was. Oh. Yeah, we talk about waking up and they're so real.
Yeah.
Not kidding. Woke up and went, oh, bugger.
Oh,
no, it's Carrington. Not a palm tree in sight.
Okay, who was actually in the dream with you? Anyone?
Well, funny. Loads of people, but you know when you have to, but no one
knew.
No
one you knew. Yeah.
Just, I was just having a good time. I was relaxed. It was a beach. It was the sun. And I just, it's so real that it was, I didn't think I'd ever get back here. Because of the COVID biz,
yes.
Right? And it was that, you know, that warm water that I love.
Yes.
Snorkeling. It was just flat. You know what it was like? You know when they say your life goes before you?
Yeah.
Well, it was like that. I was just re-dreaming an actual holiday I had about 5 years ago.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's a nice dream.
Well, yeah, I must have a slideshow in the back of my brain, you know. Hopefully I'll go to bed early tonight and go to Disneyland again.
much better than mine because it was weird. I had a giggle to myself this morning. I dreamt about... I was at my husband's, like, worky kind of Christmas.
Yep.
Which we haven't done, obviously, for a long time.
Yeah.
But someone produced a cake, and it was so stale, and we're all looking at each other going, oh, this is embarrassing. She's got a stale cake. And that was the excitement of my dream.
Righty.
A stale cake. Can I go in yours dream?
Okay. Yeah. All right, then.
I want to go to yours. Okay. I want to go to Fiji.
What does stale cake mean, though?
Oh. I think it's your life is just a routine. I think it's someone saying you've got to jump out of your routine.
Him
your
or me.
Your life's a bit stale.
Him or me.
It was your dream.
But it was his work Christmas party.
That doesn't mean it's your dream.
All right.
you can't base your dream on someone else's issue.
Well, fair enough.
It's like I woke up last night and dreamt this. My teeth were grinding, so Michael, you're worried about something. It doesn't work that way.
All right.
Yeah, so you got to spark it up, mate. You got to do something.
Okay.
Okay, let's yeah. Just...
Cut your hair short.
Nah.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying, you know, something like
something
that would be beyond radical.
Get a
for
motorbike.
You.
Oh wait, you're already done.
Yeah.
Get a tattoo.
Oh,
leave that for the younger generation.
I think you mentioned that. We'll all, you know, anyway. Yeah. I think you mentioned that a few months ago, didn't you? Something about I'm going to get a tattoo.
Yeah.
Still thinking.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure.
It's just that big photo you want of you on my back. It just, I don't know. I'm not, but Michael, I don't know.
But
he's not that excited.
If you look at it carefully, right, when you stretch and then lean forward, it's me smiling and not smiling. Me smiling and not
that's
smiling.
That's perfect. Good
don't
idea.
Think I'm just not giving it thought.
Fair enough.
You know.
Yeah,
it's
actually
like as you move around on the beach, I go, oh, look at that. Wow. That's...
It's like those 3D things we had when we were kids. You look a certain way.
Exactly.
And you could be scowling or happy. I don't mind that.
We're all in a position we need, you know, because of COVID and the year we've had. We need something radical. We've got to do something radical.
I actually do believe that's true.
Oh, I'm serious.
Yeah,
I'm quitting my job and moving down to a riverbank.
With a flagon.
We've
already established that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one can take anything from you if you haven't got anything. I'm telling you now.
It's true. And Baxter's so cute that people will just feed him.
Of course they will.
Yeah.
How will people feed, how will you get fed though?
CG, mate!
Flagons!
CG! Didn't you used to be? I did used to be, and you got a spare dollar.
Good times!
Good times!
We're homeless by the riverbank this morning, everyone.
Why has anybody got a tattoo with short hair?
Newcastle's 102.9 Triple M. This is Tanya and Steve. We've got a bunch of the brand new iPhones, the iPhone 12 to give away. All you've got to do is register at triplem.com.au to play Tanya and Steve's iGeneration. We're going to be playing next week. It'll be you versus your child for the iPhone.
Hey, we're playing Corona lockdown virus yo-yos. My daughter, who's come clear of her Corona, they just locked down Holland.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like they were opened up. Gladys is offering us this weekend. Mm. They were at that stage. They've just shut it down again. It's like yo-yos across the world, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yes, as you mentioned, there's some good news, I guess, for New South Wales. We're heading in the right direction, even though we do have, you know, each day just a couple of cases sort of, you know, bobbing around. So the changes from Friday, venues with outdoor spaces, so pubs with outdoor areas, can now have one person per 2 square metres instead of 4 metres, so basically doubling the capacity. So that'll kick in from Friday. It's only for venues that are using the electronic QR code system to keep track of people. The Hotels Association says it's great, a good shot in the arm, but it only affects pubs that have outdoor areas, and so a lot of pubs don't. So for them, the rules will stay the same, nothing changes. But still, step in the right direction. Meantime, all eyes will be on ICAC today. Darryl Maguire will be giving evidence. Of course, he's the former member for Wagga and the Premier's former numero uno. They're saying that whatever he says today could make or break Gladys Berejiklian. So will he drop any grenades? The question.
She seems so certain that she has done nothing wrong and there won't be anything else that comes out that suggests she's done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
But it's that whole pillow talk too.
Yeah.
That comes into being when you're with a partner. I don't know. It's interesting where it's going to... Because she's no denying she's her heart's in the right place. Her mind has always been in the right place.
Yeah.
It's just where she's
played she's falling head. Back to my law is not a moral compass.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you go by letter of the law, she's probably done the wrong thing. If you go by a moral issue of looking at a real life situation, we've all been there.
Yes. Yep.
And so, will there be any more phone tap recordings?
Well, that too.
Yeah.
I personally don't think Jodie McKay's doing herself any favours.
Nah.
Well, interesting yesterday that, Albo and Bill Shorten, came out and supported.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you want to hear from leaders.
That's what I'm saying.
Most definitely.
And particularly, and I hate using genders, but with the, you know, Girls, come on, girls. And Jodie's the only one attacking her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awful yesterday.
Now, some big local sport news around this morning. There's talk Jets coach Carl Robinson could be on the move. He's emerged as the front runner for the top job at the Wanderers after Jean-Paul Demarini was sacked on Monday. Now, Robinson only joined Newcastle at the start of the year and he still has 3 years left on his contract. But from all accounts, he's the hot favourite to move on this new job. So that'd be a shame for the Jets because he's done great things at the club. Meantime, over at the Knights, coach Adam O'Brien has rubbished claims that the club is looking to offload Mitchell Pearce. There's been recent speculation Newcastle is open to a player swap deal, potentially with Eels playmaker Mitch Moses. However, O'Brien has put to bed these rumours. He's told the Herald that Pearce is going nowhere, so don't look into it.
That's a ludicrous rumour.
You think so? I mean, he had a fairly good season, I would have thought.
They've built the side around Pearce.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy stuff. Mm. Anyway, it's not happening. And Kanye West has launched his presidential campaign, posting his first advertisement despite not being on the ballot.
America. What is America's destiny? What is best for our nation, our people? What is just, true justice? We have to think about all these things together as a people.
So pretty deep stuff there. Now he's
got to be his worst rap ever.
Where's the beat?
Now he's pushing to be a write-in candidate, so urging voters to add his name to their voting papers themselves. Now I didn't have an idea that this was a thing, but it's legit. So you can write anyone's name on the ballot, and if they get enough votes, they win. So generally, stickers are handed out, so voters don't have to write the name down themselves. And officials generally overlook spelling mistakes, and some states don't allow this to happen. So that's why it's not a, you know, overly common thing. And there are still some rules. So a writing candidate has to be a natural born citizen, 35 years or older, and a resident for at least 14 years. So that means Mickey Mouse won't become president. but someone like Kanye West technically could.
And the thinking is that given the relationship of the Wests, if you like, with Trump, they're saying that maybe he's just doing this to take a black vote away from Biden.
Yeah,
so it's going
to
hurt.
To help Trump. That's all he's doing.
Pretty much.
Isn't it weird that they worry about the Russians interfering? What about this sort of situation where you can just add a sticker and that can corrupt the election? No. It's absurd.
And he's shutting down postal vote thing. Yeah. It's the most corrupt election. And yet, America, we look at, if this was going on in some Middle Eastern country, we'd be going, outrage.
Absolutely. We'd ride
the UN would get involved.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
But it's Kanye and Trumpy. Chobie. What's Michael's love name for you, Sugar Lips?
His love name is Sweet Nuts. It started as Sweetness.
Said something else about it.
No.
I have a little Sweet Nuts.
It started as Sweetness and then he reckons I'm getting crazier, so Sweet Nuts.
Sweet Nuts.
My
Nuts
name.
Is icy.
Yeah, you thought you were calling me Trevor, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. No. Not because of that. It's because I'm crazy.
Okay. Well,
get it right.
No, I'm on top of it, so to speak. Well, okay, that's Sweet Lips. Yeah. What's yours?
I think I normally say Honey. Hey,
no,
honey.
What does she call you?
What does she call me? Well, you don't want to know. I don't think she has one.
No, see, I was funny you say that. I had one with my first girlfriend.
Yep.
Never had one with Karen.
Ooh.
I hope that isn't a
that's an omen.
I hope that's not a sign.
That's a sign.
But let me tell you.
No, I don't think I definitely don't think I have one.
I was really glad that I didn't have one with Karen because the one with Cindy was not good.
Oh, why?
Well, we don't want the Sweet Nuts and TB show, do we?
TB?
TB.
What's TB?
Stevie. TB.
Oh, TB.
Baby talk.
TB.
Oh, I hated it.
So hate baby talk.
And we'd be out, TB, don't, mate. Don't. She's like, what did you like, TB? Don't.
I do hate adults that do baby talk.
Same.
Can't deal.
Albeit, we might have been in our 20s, but really?
Yeah.
I say that with poor old Gladys when she had the humility of having her, what was her nickname?
Her nickname is Hawkiss, which is Armenian for beloved one.
There you go.
With Daryl Maguire, which we'll probably hear more about today.
Yeah, definitely.
Hawkiss is kind of cute because the rest of us didn't know what it meant until we all had to learn because of ICAC.
Yeah.
But Hawkiss, you can call someone and you would know that it's a TB type name.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right, sweet nut.
I think a lot of people do have those sort of weird and wonderful names for partners.
Well, let's throw it out and find out.
Hello, Jen.
Hey, how you going?
What's yours, Jen? Mate?
Well, I don't call him anything, but he calls me his wench.
Yeah.
And we've actually been, and it's in a nice way, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually been out. And there's some blokes who
hang on, you're breaking up, mate.
Jen.
Try again.
Oh
she's gone.
Yeah,
you've actually been out, and what happens when other blokes hear him call you wench?
Yeah, and they want to punch him.
Yeah.
Because they think that he's saying it nastily.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's his term of affection.
Yeah.
Jen, I can't imagine the word wench being used in any nasty form. It's a lovely name.
Yeah, and I bet you're quite buxom too with it, Jen.
Yes.
I'm so glad Tanya said that, Jen.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow in the world we live in now, had I suggested that you had big boobs, it would be considered misogynist. Hello, Lynn.
Oh, how are you, Steve?
Lynn, what do you get called or what do you call him?
I get called Baby Cakes, and I call him Butterball.
Oh, cute.
Butterball.
Oh,
is that just like came off the top of your head one day, or is there a Butterball reason?
He's short and he's round.
I can't go there.
Oh!
Okay. Oh, my goodness, Lynn.
Bit of early experimentation.
Oh, thanks, Lynn, for giving us a call.
Oh, see what's going on there.
Jay, what do you call your beloved one, or what does she call you?
Our actual whole family has nicknames. If you get your real name, you're in trouble.
Okay.
My wife calls me Camel because when I used to smoke, I'd spit a lot and I've got long eyelashes.
Oh. Did you say you've got long eyelashes?
Yeah, it's like a camel.
Yeah.
Mate, if you get a hump on your back, we're laughing.
Yeah. Exactly. I always used to say one hump or two.
What do you call your wife? Yeah.
Hippo.
Oh, that's not nice. Jay.
No, because hippos are the most dangerous animal in the world.
There you go.
There you go. Jay.
Isn't that a quick way of saying, I'm not mentioning you're fat?
And then we've got our kids, Strex, Turtle, Gook, Wrecking Ball and Tank.
Oh, hang on. Okay, tell us about Tank. How old? What?
Tank's a little foster kid that we got 4 years ago.
Okay.
So when we got him at 10 months old, he weighed like nearly 5-6 kilos already. Above weight.
Oh, my God.
How's Tank looking now?
He's 5 years old, 33 kilos, and about 3.5 feet. They reckon he's going to be 6'10".
Wow. Oh, you're good people. That's
good
lovely.
On you, Jay. Great
Thanks,
story.
Jay.
Don't you love it when you're handed the nickname, but then you grow out of it?
Yeah. So obviously, if you're a little skinny, it's a little
got this
skinny,
skinny
guy.
Kid coming out today, Tank.
Tank.
Above that.
You feel the pipe cleaner? But yeah, see, there's lots out there.
Yeah. I'm glad I grew out of mine, the one that Dad had for me affectionately.
I know that one.
Boxhead.
Yeah.
Boxhead?
Yeah. Although, I still get it.
Yeah. Only behind your back now.
Boxhead or Brickhead? I knew he loved me when he called me Brickhead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an app. I was mentioning last week where it makes you bald.
Yeah, yes.
And I said, give it a go. I want to see it. She went, no.
I've got corners.
There's a million husband jokes I could use about her having a flat head.
We should go to the
I would music. Immediately go to a commercial break before I really do end up at a riverbank. Flatmate music, please.
A as we peek inside the odd couple, the oddest couple, I would suggest.
Yes, Felix, my flatmate who's been with me since August. That's right, if you're listening, since August, Felix.
That makes it 2.5, wait, 3 months.
It sounds like you're not happy that he's there.
Well, it's not that. It's just that last night, he got a little bit worried about something that I didn't think there was too much to worry about, and I'm going to ask you guys for your opinion.
All right.
Okay.
He's cooked his Marley spoon for us.
Yeah.
Lovely wife. And he said, let's eat al fresco. I went, all right.
Nice, because you've got a lovely outdoor area.
I love that little deck.
Okay,
yeah.
So normally it's like sitting in front of the TV, mm-hmm. watch the news, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just got up and sat there, because that's all I do. Yeah. And he went, where's your placemats? I said, I beg your pardon? He goes, where's your placemats? Why am I spitting? Where's your placemats?
You're salivating over Marley Spoon.
And I said, I don't have any. What? I went, I don't have any, mate. Seriously? No. Who has placemats?
Well, you will at Christmas, because I'm just writing it down.
Okay.
Placemats.
I have a feeling I'm walking into a trap. Am I the only one that doesn't have placemats?
I have placemats.
Am I the only man that doesn't have placemats?
Rizey?
I don't have placemats, Steve.
Hang on,
why is
Ify
Nicky sneaking out?
I have placemats.
I think I'm not walking into a trap. I'm actually proving my point.
Isn't
guys
it a
don't
gender
have
if Tanya yep. and EP Nikki have placemats, I feel comfortable.
Does Lucy have placemats, Rizey?
Lucy has placemats.
If you lived on your own, would you have placemats, Rizey?
If I lived on my own, I wouldn't take said placemats. No.
If he lived on his own, the Newcastle Herald would double as a placemat.
Oh, no, that's my tablecloth.
Oh, sorry.
Honestly, the look of disdain he gave me for not having placemats, and I thought, nah.
What sort of table, outside table, is it a glass top?
Yeah,
is
glass
that
top.
Okay,
lovely.
So he's worried about scratching it?
Well,
or
that'd
is it
be nice if he worried about it when he puts his bloody glass on there.
No.
Use the coaster
can I just
that I haven't got.
Remind you, you're living with Felix. Of course he wants placemats. Remember, he's the uptight, perfectly presented one. You're the slovenly one.
I know.
Okay.
But he's going too far with placemats. We may as well be lovers. he just crossed the line.
Okay.
He has crossed the line.
Yeah.
To even suggest that I had placemats.
Well, do you want to hear from Simon and see what he has to say?
I don't want to hear from anyone called Simon.
Simon, what do you think of placemats?
Oh, look, we've got them, but not allowed to use them in case they get dirty.
Oh, don't get me started, Simon. I've got a feeling I get home. And here's the thing. Oh, no, I sound like I'm going crook. Here's the thing. He's going to go. There you go, champion. I've got you some placemats.
He will too.
I didn't want any.
Oh, but how sweet that he'll buy you a little love gift.
I don't want any placemats.
What about coasters? So does he use coasters or do you have coasters? No, you don't want
to.
He would
be a coaster type, is he?
No. Well, I haven't got any, so okay. If there was...
at Christmas.
Placemats. No.
So far on your Christmas list,
just
placemats, coasters, and underpants.
Tanya, just get me a carton of beer like every year.
Okay, and a carton of beer.
All right.
With underpants.
Placemats.
Right. You're sorted, baby.
What sort of placemat, Tanya, are you going to get, Steve? Because there's like the hard
ones. I'm
going
to get your hard ones. Mm.
I don't want any placemats.
Oh, the life's changing you, isn't it? Unwillingly. But it's just coming inside and turning you upside down, you poor petal.
No man has placemats.
I'm with you, Steve.
Thank
I'm
you,
with
right.
you, 100%.
Thank you. It's right. The moment EP, Nikki and Tanya said they have them, I knew I was right.
Yeah, all right.
You were definitely right. Give yourself an uppercut, Felix.
Okay, what about if I buy you some Batman placemats?
You can get those?
Yes.
Placemats aren't too bad if they protect the table. How long have we known each other, Tanya?
Long time, 20 years.
In that time, I don't think we've had too many miscommunications. We're pretty switched on to each
Very
other.
Very much so.
As friends, then as workmates,
yep.
Pretty switched on.
We can have entire conversations just using emojis.
Totally.
Yeah.
However, this week, something went awry.
It did too.
I said to Tanya on the weekend,
yep.
I said, yeah, had a great weekend, BJ, he's on his music. I went out and we got him a harp. And he's loving that too, playing with the guitar and everything like that. And Tanya's like, oh, okay.
And you told me...
Even the look on your face.
Really? So you do recall?
Yeah. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a bit different.
Yeah.
You told me you spent $70 on this
harp. I said, yeah, a bit much, $70. And you thought it was a bargain.
Well, I kind of did go home and say to my husband, tell me if this is just sort of like the world that kids are in now. Because Steve bought BJ a harp for $70. And Michael went... What do you mean? And I went, you know, like a harp, like That's what I was doing. And he went, like on the Guinness, that's his word association. I went, 14 and playing a harp in his bedroom. Can't believe it.
It's a blues harp, everybody. It was a freaking harmonica. So for 48 hours, Tanya is picturing my 14-year-old son in his bedroom. Thanks, Dad. I've always wanted one of these. That's all right, my little cherub. Play on.
I even pictured him in an oversized nappy with no shirt on and a bow and arrow slung on his back.
When you when we finally realised our miscommunication, it dawned on me, I'm trying to picture whatever visual you had.
In an oversized nappy with a bow and arrow on
now
his back.
Now I can see that as well.
Why the hell would I buy my son a
Because you're fostering his love of music pushing the boundaries.
Yeah. See, and I hate the fact that I corrected you so quickly because I would have loved to go in and go, oh, look, I recorded him last night. You'll love it. that's really good, BJ. Put words to it, mate.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins.
Jeez, it's a bit Beatlesque. A bloody
He's very
harp.
Good, BJ. Wow.
Oh, honestly.
Imagine him rocking into a party with his harp. G'day, everybody.
And I know, because you've got a flatmate, BJ's in a smaller room at the moment, so I'm picturing he's got his guitars, he's got his computer, and he's got his massive, cheap harp sitting in the corner that you've paid $70 for.
Now, we all hopefully are now visiting the harp, Tanya thought.
Yeah.
For $70. Can you imagine? A $70 proper harp.
And the way you went, a bit expensive.
Yeah, I know.
I just thought, oh, my God, they're thousands.
Didn't Michael say, what was it, plastic?
Yes, he did.
And no wonder we're all thinking you're running out of room in your place because you've got Felix there, you've got Baxter, you've got BJ.
And a harp.
And a harp in the corner.
I was honestly a bit excited because I thought, wow, think of the Christmas concerts that he can do.
Oh, exactly. I can't believe how much you had him heading into Nerd Town. Except for all the people at the conservatory who play harp, you're not a nerd. No. But no way is my son rocking into a party. Dad got me harp. Who wants to hear some chisel?
Well, Am, this is Tanya and Steve. Thanks to the Good Feet store at Katara. Go on and see them today. I think they're doing free fittings as
Always
well.
Always free fittings, right, at the Good Feet store.
Free fitting, and you can have a little test walk there.
No obligation, by the way.
Absolutely no obligation.
No obligation. Go and see all the crew at the Good Feet at Katara. They'll have a look at your four arches. I always thought there was one, but apparently we have four arches, and they will help you with even body weight distribution. No, nothing. You're not required to do anything. Just go and do it for free.
No, and there's no judgment on your feet. We know we sent EP Nikki in there, and she's got ridiculous looking feet.
Yep,
very hairy.
They even stink,
and they're hairy.
Shocking. And they said nothing.
Nothing.
They just gave her a little walk around, a bit of a test drive.
Don't even bat an eyelid.
Didn't mention them.
Judgment free at the Good Feet store at Katara. Thanks for coming on board this month with Tanya and Steve, guys.
Very
appreciate
hairy.
It.
Happy
so much. Tanya and Steve's stuff we didn't get to.
Oh wait, here's EP Nikki.
What's going on?
I have no control over my microphone, so I'm sitting in silence, hating you all. My feet, yes, they've been called hooves before, but aside from that, they don't smell.
Oh, but they're hairy.
Yes.
There we are, everyone.
All right, I'm turning the microphone off now. We'll leave it with that.
Well, anyway, of course, we have had nearly 3 hours of show and Tanya hasn't mentioned death. So let's do it here.
Well, let's rectify that, shall we? Sad news. 2.5 Men star, Conchita Ferrell. She was the housekeeper.
She was cool.
Berta. She was brilliant.
Great character.
And she even made the transition for when Charlie Sheen left and in came, what's his face?
Ashton Kutcher. Didn't it go to hell from there?
Oh, yeah. So she's passed as a result of complications following a cardiac arrest. Mm. Oh. Very sad. She did a 211 episodes and was in it for the 12 years.
Yeah. So, she was great.
Yeah.
She really was.
Yeah.
A
she
great
almost
part
made the show a little bit with Charlie. And
yeah.
Then, well, the thing was, it was very much about her and Charlie.
Yes.
That kind of to and fro. They were very good together.
Well, it's funny you say that because he's the first one to post any sort of tribute saying she was an absolute sweetheart, consummate professional, a genuinely beautiful friend. It's a shocking and painful loss I'm feeling right now.
There you go.
So they were close.
Yeah, they were. Yep. Let that be a warning to you too.
What's that?
When I quit this job and end up on a riverbank somewhere,
with
right?
a flagon.
Like Charlie. So Charlie leaves the show, and they're going to bring someone in. You know, you're going to get. They're going to get some reality
oh,
star.
Oh, it's a knockoff version.
It'll be the Tanyan hot dog show or something. Oh, someone from Lee, Big Brother 50 years ago. Just give me the heads up.
Remember, he did that late night TV show as well.
And neither does anyone else buy you rice.
Who are you talking about?
He was hot dogs from Big Brother.
Exactly.
Really?
Your future radio partner. You're not careful. That's who we're talking about, mate.
What about Ashton Kutcher? Is he around these days?
Or some chef from Newcastle that was on My Kitchen Rules 20 years
well,
ago.
Well, look, as if he comes with breakfast every day.
Gee, she's really upset about me going.
No, this is when you quit, you said.
Oh, sorry, good point. Yeah, I haven't quit yet.
You're not dying.
No.
You're just quitting.
No, that's right. That's all right. Did you hear that? You're not dying, so I'm just happy you're not going to be around anymore.
No. Not at all.
Yeah,
Steve might rock up with breakfast tomorrow for you, Junior.
Apparently that's...
that's all you got to do to win your way.
It's a deal breaker.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Tell you, Steve. Bye. Triple